New regulations from the state and federal agriculture departments are changing requirements for captive deer farms, but the DNR, which oversees fencing, says 43 hobby farms that don't send away deer would face significant costs if they had to install double or solid fences. The DNR board okayed eliminating the requirement for those smaller farms, despite concerns raised by George Meyer of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation. Meyer says the move could increase the spread of chronic wasting disease between captive and wild deer.
DNR reports that there's an average of 20 to 30 releases or escapes of captive deer into the wild every year, and that goes back many, many years.
A DNR warden says he isn't sure how many of the deer escapes are from hobby farms. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.